USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. is exempting more than 400 Chinese goods from tariffs, but the two sides haven't shown any signs of resolving the core issues in the trade dispute. While officials are preparing for negotiations next month, President Trump has been talking to Australia's Prime Minister about trade, jobs, and the economy. The president doesn't believe the trade war will affect Australia's economy.
I will say, though, that Australia is doing very well. If we do end up doing a deal, Australia will do even better. And we were discussing that.
President Trump claims none of his calls with foreign leaders are inappropriate and calls a whistleblower report ridiculous and claimed the person who filed it is a partisan. And Walmart announces they are no longer going to be selling e-cigarettes after they run out of their current supply. The move comes after 8 people have died and more than 500 others have become ill of vaping-related illnesses. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Another Democrat exits the race for the White House. As we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, the latest to announce he's ending his campaign for the 2020 Democratic nomination.
I've contributed all I can to this primary election, and it's clearly not my time, so I'm going to end my presidential campaign.
De Blasio had launched his campaign back in May, but it never really gained any traction, and most recently polls were showing him stuck with just 1% support.
Walmart is announcing they are no longer going to sell e-cigarettes after 8 people died and more than 500 others have become ill of vaping-related illnesses. The retailer said on Friday they will stop selling them after running out of their current inventory. Antonio Brown is no longer a member of the New England Patriots. Brown played just one game for New England after being released from Oakland. He's been accused of sexual assault by his former trainer. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The governor of Alabama reveals she has lung cancer. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky.
To Alabama now, where the Republican governor of the state, Kay Ivey, reveals she has lung cancer.
My team of doctors have assured me this treatment has a very high rate of success and will have a minimal impact on my schedule. Tomorrow morning, I will travel to UAB for an outpatient procedure, which will allow me to soon begin a series of specialized radiation treatments.
Governor Ivey turns 75 next month.
Carson King of Altoona, Iowa, already attained hero-level status in the state of Iowa, but now he's becoming nationally known thanks to his ESPN College Game Day sign requesting money for beer, which spawned a massive charitable response to benefit the University of Iowa Children's Hospital.
I think it's just amazing. I mean, this all started as a joke, just something to get, you know, a couple laughs from people, maybe 20 bucks the max for, you know, some Bush lattes, and then it turned into over $300,000 for the Children's Hospital. It's just insane.
King continues on ABC's Good Morning America.
You know, I'm overwhelmed the amount of support this is getting. It's just so cool we can do something like this for the kids, you know.
As of Friday, King has raised $500,000 for the Iowa Children's Hospital. For more news, please remember you can always find us online at usaradio.com or check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.